inside of everyone resides this common spirit. Like, we're all made of the same stuff, man. The little guy, the big guy, the gurus, the billionaires, the peasants. It doesn't matter. If you're in college, out of college, working, single mom, truck driver, UPS driver, own a business, work for a business, we're all trying to do the same thing. And we're all trying to get to the same place. Everybody wants the same thing. It's just how we go about getting it. The way I get there might not be the same way you get there, but the journey's the same. The environment, the hardships, tears, pain. It don't matter how much money you get. Same pain, man. Same pain. And it don't matter how successful you become. We all face the same enemy, the same unknowns. We don't know tomorrow. You don't know that it's even guaranteed to you. And so it's inside of this idea that we can't tell the future, that we have to live and somehow conduct our lives. But in each and every person, whether you're born in the Middle East, Vietnam, or fucking Chicago, it's the same. Or live next door to me in Huntsville, Texas. We all want the same thing. We all want the same thing. Freedom. Freedom. We want to have enough so that we can give enough. That seed inside of you, that seed of abundance that's put there by the universe, like the same God, whether you're a Buddhist, a Christian, or a Muslim, whatever, dude. That same God put that same seed in every human being on planet Earth. The same want, the same fucking desire is in you as in me. You want more. You want better clothes. Maybe you don't want Louis fucking Vuitton, but goddammit, if I want to buy it, I want enough money to buy it. And maybe that just makes me feel good, because if I wanted that purse, I could buy that purse, but I don't want it. I'd rather keep the money. Because the money represents freedom. The money represents sustainability. God, power. Not power over other people, personal power. Power to control you and your life. To do what you want to do. When you want to do it. That's freedom. To do the work that you want to do. Work that you were called to do. Work that benefits everyone else. That the people around you benefit just from your presence. To make everyone wealthier. Just talking to you makes people feel better. That they got a hope. That there's a chance. The crumbs that fall from your table benefit people. And you want nothing to do but use that wisely. It's not hedonism. There's nothing wrong with loving yourself, and you know, and I've said this before, everything starts with loving you. If you don't like you, nobody will like you. And I can't teach that to you, and I can't give that to you, and I can't impart that to you, and I can't make you like you. But you can decide that. You can forgive yourself right now of all the bullshit that you've ever done. And from this moment forth, from this day forth, starting right now, if not tomorrow, things are different. And the you like you. And damn it, you would bet on you. If somebody said, well, if you had $1 million, what would you do with it? I'd give it to me, bro. Don't worry about that. Don't worry about that. I know what to do with it. And I'm gonna get it. I'm gonna get it. I'm gonna get $1 million. And then I'm gonna get two. And after I get two, I'm gonna get three. It's not about greed. It's not. It's not about tricking people, and it's not about taking from people. It's about fucking giving to people. And you don't have to go to fucking business school or Wharton. You don't need an MBA. And you don't need to go to fucking college to understand that life and business is the same. That it starts with you giving. And every fucking religion in this planet is based on that. Giving. It's the universal law of reaping and sowing. It's been the same for 5,000 years. And people say, Gerald, how do I make money? Give. Give. Give more than you're asked. The science of getting rich teaches the principle that you should give more in use value than you ask for in monetary value. I've sold 1,000 books in a year. And nobody knows who I am. I'm fucking nobody. Nobody. You know how I sold 1,000 books and I have nobody? Nobody. You know how I did that? I gave to people. And so I went into the marketplace and I said, hey, this is free, bro. Here. How to get your money right? How to lay the foundation? How to begin to think about savings and investing. Oh, and by the way, you should read this. It's called The Science of Getting Rich. You don't need a fucking guru. You don't need a mentor. The Spirit. You say, how could you not need a mentor? I don't understand, because they've told me my whole life I need someone. No. No, 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 no. Now, I'm not saying you don't connect with people. I'm not saying you don't bond with people. I'm not saying you don't learn from people, because we need each other. See, I can only feed my family if I make money. And all of the money that I want is in the pockets, purses, wallets, and checkbooks and credit cards of other people. See, I can't print money. Neither can you. But in order for you to get that money, because all of us have the same desire, and that desire is what? More. More money, more food, better housing, better clothing. I didn't say a fucking mansion, a nice house. I didn't say you wanted a fucking Lamborghini, but you would like a nice SUV. You would like to have more than you need. Everyone has that desire. It's not unique. It's not fucking greed. It's not greed. Do you think there's a limited supply of money? It's made up. It's just a social fucking contract that we've made with each other. It floats all around us. Dude, it's being emailed right now. PayPal, text, wire transfer, checks, fucking cash. All around us. It's called the money flow, and it's going and it's going and it's going all around you. But we walk in this haze. Most people are asleep. They're walking asleep, and the money's all around them, and they can't fucking see it. It's not there. And so they walk around like zombies. Going to work, doing a job they don't want to do, having just enough to get through the day. And it's just enough that you don't quit your job. But see, about 400 years ago, people, they gave up everything to come to this country. To this country where, in this country, anyone could prosper. could be poor. You could live in Arkansas. You could come from a fucking trailer park and have nothing. Just follow simple things and do better. Do a little better each day. And realize, and one day have this moment where you pull out a $10 bill and you think, man, what if when I woke up tomorrow I had another one in my pocket? You see, in $10 it seemed like such a big thought, like, geez, 10 bucks. And I look and I get mad and I say, God damn, it's only $10. Fuck! Why can I not keep $10? Because I began to do the math and I began to understand compounding and I put it into charts and I'm like, damn it, Gerald, it's such a small number. And I did that and I began to add it up. I began to project it out and I realized I'm gonna be 40 and then I'm gonna be 50 and then 60. What if I live to be a fucking 100? I'm gonna spend the last 50 poor? And so I began to say, okay. What works? Like, what's real? What works right now? What could I be doing right now? What could I read? Who could I follow? What could I listen to? What could I do? And you see, there's villains. There's sharks. There's roadblocks. There's friction. There's people, there's corporations, there's governments, there's ex-wives, there's brother-in-laws, there's sisters, there's moms, and there's fucking gurus and con men, and they're all around us. And they may be your employee, and they very well may be your spouse. And they don't see what you see, and they don't have that spirit. And you don't know what to do, because you're not the same as they are. You know we all have the same spirit. You don't understand. Why don't they want more? What is going on? You see, the problem is some people are walking dead. Literally walking dead. They're asleep. They're too busy being busy to get rich. And they gave up on that dream. They're not thinking that, bro. Some people begin to find solace and comfort in just barely. Just barely. And some people chalk it up to race or sex or color or my parents or I didn't know. But inside, the Bible talks about God hasn't given people the spirit of fear. And if you don't believe in Jesus, Muhammad says very similar things. And Buddha often says that you are what you think you are. Implying that you have personal power. And the science of getting rich says, whatever you can think about, whatever you can think about and hold in your mind and hold it there. And I don't mean for a minute, I mean for a fucking day, and then a week, and then a month, and then fuck a year. And never let it go. That's the 7%. And the 7% are not asleep. They're not zombies. They're a fucking awakened. They're awakened to the fact that the same spirit that was in Steve Jobs, fucking Einstein, and Jesus Christ resides in me and you. That same spirit. And what you do with that spirit is up to you. The same opportunity. 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 I just like the way it sounds. And it's everywhere. It's inside the money flow and this blueprint, this idea that I call the millionaire code. Should we be so cliche? But it's not. It's a path, it's a map that anyone can embrace. It's totally up to you. Totally up to you. But it's a change. You begin to think and see things differently. You have to first work on you. See, the path to getting rich starts with the foundation. And I see people approach it and they say stupid shit like, can you buy these with no money? And it's like, fuck! You missed the foundation. back to square one. It's not about something for nothing. It's about give. It's about value. It's about realizing we're not owed anything, but everything is available to us. You just have to reach out. But it first starts with you giving. Not taking. But takers are everywhere. And inside of this game of the money flow, and we're back to the friction, and we're back to the roadblocks, and the people, and the stumbles, and the healthers, and the car crashes, and the lawsuits, and the fucked up shit that comes in all people's lives. That somehow in the mix of all of that, through divorces and lawsuits and children, people dying. People close died. I've watched men die in combat. They were good people. Die. Fighting for this country where 93% of the people walk around fucking asleep. Not even utilizing what's been given to them. Not exercising their dominion, their right. Not utilizing that seed that was planted inside of them for more, but instead expecting while giving nothing. They're going to give you nothing but take. So as we see all of this, and we think, man, I don't know, man, what do I do? See, here's the thing about the universe. Here's the thing about...
And the answer, it's been right there all along. The solution, your path, the calling, the choice, starts with you. See, within the 10 principles, pillars, you might say, of success is number one. Number one. How you think is everything. And so inside of that, we have to get the mind right. And it's more than just 10 pillars. It's also a part of the three keys to successful life: health, wealth, and mindset. And so it's so important. And so this idea of the millionaire code and breaking outside the box and living with inside the money flow and becoming a person of personal power starts with first personal accountability, pillar number 10. You take full responsibility for everything. You fucking never give an excuse. Ever. It can't come out of your mouth. It's your fault. And inside of that ownership, that it's my fault. Me. I get a crown. See, in the old days, it ain't like today. Today, these fucking pussies that lead us, it ain't like it was the way it used to be. See, in the old days, the king was personally responsible for everything. Everything was his or hers. If you were a queen, and some queens held it down. Some queens held it down. And in this day and age, you get to decide you could be king, queen, or peasant. It's your choice. But as kings and queens, We can't walk to the same drum. Because see, the war drums are always sounded to the king. Always hears them. Because he knows the war's never over. And that he's fucking responsible. To the point that if it doesn't fucking rain, it's on the king. He didn't pray hard enough. Fuck him. Time for a new king. That's how it was. That's called personal responsibility. Navy SEALs call it extreme responsibility. It ain't fair. It ain't fair. But like, welcome to life. We see when Jesus was dying, he's on the cross, and he's like, really? This is how it's gonna go? Like, he's having second thoughts. It ain't fair. This fuck, I didn't sign up for this. And yet you got to die on your cross every day. You're a single mom? Are you fucking making an excuse or is that your reason? You need to fucking decide. Is that your excuse or your reason? I've literally had people text me and say, I got to put the investing on hold. I'm going to have kids. What? What? Are you out of your fucking mind? What planet are you on that your children become the reason you don't do the right thing? That's the reason to do it. Children is the reason to do it. The reason your parents don't have any money right now is because of you. They used you as the excuse. And their parents, and their parents, and their parents. Because that is what the 93% do. Go through life fucking blind, making excuses for everything. And they'll never be kings, and they'll never be queens. Never! You could give them all the classes, give them all the fucking books. It ain't gonna help. That's why when people, Gerald, what book should I read? What the fuck does it matter? It ain't gonna change you. That's what I think. Because the chances that I'm talking to a 7%er is pretty fucking small. So out of 100 DMs, maybe 93 of them are wasting my fucking time. And maybe there's 7 that read a book and fucking apply it. That read a book like The Science of Getting Rich and begin to actually implement it. They don't go to another guru and another fucking guru and another fucking guru and another idea and another plan, because that's what the 93% do. Big fucking circle jerk, round and around. That's a path. Or you choose the path of the king or queen. Recognizing this shit ain't easy. That from the moment I put on the crown, from the moment I accept this responsibility, that the moment I become responsible for me and mine, it's war. It's war. And the funny thing about this war is that the way you win is just giving. It's just giving. It's just going and saying, yo, here. And the universe, you know, you plant corn, you grow corn. The universe, it gives you the plan. It's better to give than to receive. You ever heard that? You remember that from Bible class? It's better to give than to receive. And people study for MBAs and they don't know this. They don't know this. You know how I sold 1,000 books this year? By giving books away. I just went to people and said, here, man, it's free. And they said, hey, I like this. Could I get a signed copy? Could I get a physical copy? Yeah, cool. Give people more in use value than you ask for them in monetary value. And guess what happens? People share their money. See, all the money that you want is in the pockets, purses, wallets, checkbooks, and credit cards of other people. You just have to serve those people. But in the process, you can't be a giant pussy. You can't be a coward. You can't be walking around asleep, making all kinds of fucking excuses for yourself. Oh, I had kids, I can't do it. And instead of setting an example for them, you lay down a pattern that repeats of generational fucking poverty. It's rampant in my family. And I drew a fucking line and said, no. No thank you. No thank you. Fuck you and your plan. I'm doing this. And I put on a crown. And I begin to work 60, 70, 80 hours a fucking week every single day until I got money. Because the only thing that stood between me and buying my first property was $12,000. Are you kidding me? And I went and got it. And I began to claim what was mine. And it wasn't a conversation about, hey, can I do this without money? No! You don't deserve it without money. You think they're gonna give you a fucking kingdom just because you were born? Fuck out of here. The guy says, yeah, I got your book 2 months ago. Can I ask you a stupid fucking question that's the very first thing you talk about? I know I haven't read it yet, but can I just ask you a question? Yeah, 93%er, please ask. What is it? Don't fucking elevate the question. Don't make it a 102, 103, 104. Don't make it a doctrinal question. Keep it down here. Real fucking stupid. Don't try to reach for something fucking useful. And people get hung up on dumb shit. Should I pay off my debt first? Anything to avoid responsibility. Please, Mr. Guru, give me permission. Please, Mr. Guru, let me go do dumb shit. Please teach me and then I can take in a course, and if I fuck up, I can say, well, you know, I learned it from this guy. Because I don't want any personal responsibility. I actually secretly don't believe that the same spirit that was in Steve Jobs, that was in fucking Einstein, that was in King fucking James, is in Jesus Christ, is in me. I don't believe that secretly. Even though the Bible says so, even though fucking Muhammad says so, even though Buddha says so, even though every goddamn religion created ever on this fucking planet says that you have everything you need in you, you still need a guru to tell you something. Or fucking college. You know how many people I've talked to with finance degrees that don't have any more finance than me? I know people that manage commercial real estate, they don't own any. Waiting on permission. You don't need permission. You don't need another course. You know what you need? You need to like you. So let me give you back to you. And let me wrap up. And stay on this idea. Let me give you back to you. You got everything you need inside of you right now to do anything. I'm not talking about stupid shit. You're not going to the moon. But you have everything you need right now to get your money right, to get out of debt, and begin building a fucking legacy, a real legacy. You can do it from a fucking smartphone. You have no excuses anymore. Every day that goes by that you're not on this is your fault. And aren't you tired? Aren't you tired of that? Damn, I know. Dude, I started with nothing. I don't have college, I don't have a certificate. I don't have anything. Nobody gave me fucking permission to do anything. I've started websites with subscription bases. I've blown up network marketing programs. I've done $900,000 in a single fucking year mailing a letter that promoted a book. It took 6 fucking people in my office to process it. I paid $400,000 in taxes. Taxes, $400,000. And people say, Joe, I don't know, man. What should I do? Starts with you. Get your mind right. Forgive yourself for what you've done so far. And never, ever fucking utter the words, I wish I'd have started sooner. Instead, change that to I'm going to catch up. If I would have started sooner, where would I be now? Get it! Sacrifice. Sacrifice. You know how many times I've had $12 in my checking account and I had to float food with a credit card because I was all in on a house? And some of you sit on $10,000, $15,000 talking about you want financial security. You don't even know what the fuck you're talking about. You haven't risked anything for it. Never gone a day hard, never been wet, never! Talking about you want to get out of the rat race, you can't even let go of what you got. Still waiting. But not anymore. So right now, today, from here point forward, forgive yourself. And ask the spirit of this universe, whatever you call it or her, to come into you and help you. And start with the spirit of optimism and gratitude. And start being fucking grateful that you live here. That you live in the easiest time it's ever been to be an American. To be a fucking human, period. And you've been given talents. And you're going to have to give an account. I'm going to give an account. And God, and you know what? I've failed. I should be so much richer. I failed. I've messed up so many times, it's unbelievable. I've been divorced. I've had lawsuits. I've had family members die. I committed fucking crime. I've done things wrong, man. We all have. Drugs. Affairs. Lies. Little lies, big lies. I'm just human, man. If any of that bothers you, fuck you. So are you. But one day, I accepted that I am what I am. And then I gotta work with what I got and I gotta deal with where I am. That I'm right here. And I just asked the universe, could you show me? Just show me. I'll do whatever. I'll deliver pizza, I'll paint houses, I'll babysit, I'll pick money off the fucking ground, I'll walk in the road for a quarter. Just show me the money. Just show it to me. Just open doors. And the Bible says that God entertains, that people entertain angels unaware. In other words, he sends people into your life. He sends a message, he sends a book, a fucking TV show, a commercial, something, a person, you bump into a complete stranger, and you're so in your own fucking head that you can't have a conversation with them. Not because you want something from them, but just because you're aware. You're not one of the 93% walking around asleep, but you're fucking awake. You're awake. And the universe opens doors. And that shitty job that you didn't like, you're doing so well, the next person bumps into you and said, man, I'm looking for someone just like you. And all of a sudden, your lawn care business grows, and all of a sudden you're selling more houses, you're selling more cars, your roofing business is growing, and it is the natural state. Expansion. Expansion. That's where you're supposed to be. Growing. 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 So pick up the crown. Put it on your head. Take the responsibility. Pick up the sword of righteousness. Righteousness. And I don't mean in a religious sense. I mean righteousness in the sense that from here forth, this sword swings for the benefit of me and my family. Not wasteful, but on mission, on target. Because you hear the war drums. You hear them? I hear them. Every day, from the moment I wake up, I hear the war drums humming. They're coming for me. It's a fucking battle. And you know what? You know what? I'm glad I'm wearing it. I'm glad I'm wearing this crown and not my son. He doesn't have to right now. I'll do that for him. And for the other people in your family. For when your mom needs her help. And when your dad needs help. The king can help. Because see, everyone associated with the king is treated special. Right? Hey guys, this is Gerald Peters. Thanks for listening to the Science of Getting Rich podcast. If you don't have a copy of my free ebook, you don't have to die broke as always. You can look me up on YouTube, Instagram, email me, DM me, whatever you got to do. If you'd like to join in on my and get a copy of my stocks trading strategy, that book is not free. It's $25, but I'd be happy to share it with you. Thanks for listening.